What is up, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. I already said that. I'm sorry, guys. First of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Wednesday. I hope everyone had a wonderful Wednesday. But we are literally, we're like 7-8 days away from the start of the NFL regular season. We're going to be having the Detroit Lions going on the road to Arrowhead Stadium to face the defending Super Bowl champions and the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday, September 7th on NBC at 8:20 p.m. It's going to be interesting to see what this new Lions team is going to look like. Guys, we're also 11, 12 days away from the New York Giants facing the Dallas Cowboys Sunday, September 11th at MetLife Stadium at 8 o'clock p.m. We're going to have Daniel Jones facing Dak or Dakota Prescott. It's going to be a fun game to watch. But guys, I decided to come on here today because I have another list that I want to share with you guys today. This list for today, I'm going to be including three players that were recently cut from yesterday that the New York Giants should definitely target. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. First of all, NFL cut day has come and gone, with teams finally getting things down to a 53-man roster. Unfortunately for some, this meant finding out the news that they won't be in action once week one arrives for their respective teams. The Giants were taxed with several big decisions this offseason, and it appears that they may not be done. You know, the free agent market now restocked with added talent. Joe Shane could improve the Giants roster before their week one matchup with the Cowboys. Talking about the three players that I feel like the Giants should go out and get. You know, yeah. So let's get right into it. Starting with number one. And no, I'm not talking about the GOAT of the NBA. I'm not talking about that, Michael Jordan. But there is a guy who is named Michael Jordan. He's an offensive lineman. And look it. Here's why I'm mentioning the offensive line. Look it. The depth for our offensive line in the preseason was crap. It was horrible. You know, the only game our offensive line was good was against the Panthers. And that wasn't really because of the second and third stringers. It was because the Giants had all their starters in. You know? That was the only reason. You know? And then the Giants, the depth for the Giants defense really took care of business of that game. But I'm mentioning offensive line. We gotta take care of this offensive line. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because of injuries. You know, the injury bug is still alive. The injury bug has not rested in peace. The injury bug has risen from the dead, and it's back to torturing the New York Giants. The black cat is still running around. That's why, you know, and that's why I always say it's important to have depth, because you don't know what can happen in the season. You don't know if one of the best players on your offensive line, let's say, for example, Andrew Thomas gets hurt. What are you going to do? You're going to put Matt Pert in? Matt Pert was horrible. So I feel like the Giants need, you know, and look, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Shane, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Shane, tries to get some depth in for the offensive line. Obviously, Joe Shane, he released some players from the depth chart of the offensive line. And I mentioned it earlier, guys like Tyree Phillips, you know, But this guy, Michael Jordan, if there's one thing that the Giants can never have enough of, it's offensive linemen. And like I said before, it won't surprise me if Joe Shane adds experience, depth to the line, to the offensive line before week one. It appears the Giants will be carrying at least 9 offensive linemen on their 53-man roster, but the question is, could someone else replace a Hoss currently on the roster? You know, the Carolina Panthers released this guy, guard Michael Jordan before yesterday's NFL roster cut deadline at 4 p.m. And no, like I said, it's not Michael Jordan you're thinking of, but this one may be a good fit for the Giants in 2023 if Joe Shane decides to give him a call. You know, first of all, this guy was drafted in the 4th round of the 2019 NFL draft out of Ohio State by the Cincinnati Bengals. In two seasons, he would make 27 appearances and 19 starts at left guard before being waived by the Bengals. The Panthers claimed this guy off of waivers in 2021. And he would make an immediate impact. You know, first of all, he's a veteran, so he has experience. And he showed off his potential during the first half of the season by starting 10 games before struggling in pass protection, which resulted in taking over backup responsibilities for all 17 games last season. If I had to point out one thing he struggles with, I think it's very safe to say he struggles with his struggles continued as he allowed 2 sacks and 54 offensive snaps. Now, while he did receive many opportunities with the Panthers this preseason, his pass protection issues continue to show. Although this guy won't be on the Panthers' 53-man roster in week one, he could improve his struggles and find a new home sooner rather than later. He'd make sense for the Giants. I got Michael Jordan, offensive lineman, not basketball player, for the New York Giants. Number two, going back to the offensive line, this guy, he's an offensive tackle. His name is Connor Galvin. Here's why I feel like the Giants need to go after offensive tackle. It's about Evan Neal. And look, obviously, we're going to see what happens. We're going to see how good Evan Neal really – we're going to see how much Evan Neal has improved from year one to year two. Year one's understandable. He's a rookie. He's getting used to the position. He's getting used to playing in the pros. He's getting used to playing against he's getting used to everything, you know. But year two, everyone's expecting that jump. Even the media has been asking Evan Neal if he can take the same jump that Andrew Thomas took. When Andrew Thomas, he was a rookie, he struggled. But as we saw ending the season of Andrew Thomas's rookie year, you saw the growth, you saw the improvement. You know, Evan Neal didn't play that bad when he came back from his injury. But I got offensive tackle because, look, the Giants may have one of the best offensive tackle duos in the league with Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal ahead of their week one matchup with the Cowboys. Still, they can continuously improve their depth at the position. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, look, at Giants fans expected the team to keep 4 tackles after Tuesday's NFL roster cut deadline, and were surprised with Joe Shane's decision to keep Matt Peart, who was horrible against the Jets, over Tyree Phillips. You know, the Giants also decided to keep second-year player Marcus McKeithen, who missed his rookie campaign with a torn ACL. So, with the uncertainty of the Giants' backups at tackle, they could pursue recently cut players. This guy comes to, one name that Joe Shane and the Giants could pursue is Connor Galvin. First of all, this is a guy who the Lions recently released. He has been playing, this guy, he looks like he plays with a lot of confidence, throughout training camp for the Lions, and he was considered the highest rated offensive lineman by Pro Football Focus. Now, while Connor Galvin would not earn starting duties for the Giants at tackle, he does make sense for the Giants to look further into. This guy signed with the Lions as an undrafted free agent out of Baylor. Last season, the six-year senior started all 13 games at left tackle, and then he earned first-team all Big 12 honors. In 2021, he was named the Big 12's Offensive Lineman of the Year. That's huge. So let's just say that if the Giants give this guy an opportunity and he can succeed in East Rutherford over time, they might have found a hidden gem that nobody is talking about. He did sign with the Lions practice squad, and although the Giants didn't claim him, they could sign him to the 53-man roster if Joe Shane changes his mind and thinks he'd be a good fit. From my chair, this would be an upgrade over the backup offensive tackles the Giants have for now. So I got Connor Galvin at number two. And last but not least, I'm not going to the offensive line. I'm going to the secondary. I'm going to the cornerback. I want to talk about cornerback Bradley Roby. And yes, I'm talking about that Bradley Roby. And here's why. This is very understandable. The Giants have two young guns who I think are going to be little monsters into big giants once they get used to their positions. Yes, Trey Hawkins III and Deontay Banks are going to be playing on the outside of the secondary. They're going to be playing the outside cornerback position. And these two were amazing in a preseason. I read a stat on Twitter. Both of Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins III as a whole, they allowed no catches. 10 passes were thrown at both of these guys. And neither of them allowed a single catch. That's amazing. Now, it is preseason. And that's the reason why. I feel like I understand we have Adoree Jackson, who is a veteran. He played a position, I feel like, just in case one of these guys get hurt, and you want to bring, once again, that's why depth is so important, because you need to make, you got to make sure you have a line group of guys, And that's why I mentioned Bradley Roby. This was probably one of the most surprising moves from Tuesday's NFL roster cut deadlines, was the Saints decided to release this guy who was penciled in as the team's starting slot corner at the start of training camp. He was taking all the starters' precautions, including resting during the Saints' preseason matchups. And Bradley Roby, was preparing for a significant role of the Saints' defense in 2023. So this decision was most likely made for the Saints to clear salary cap space. And this guy, he's a former Super Bowl champion. He used to play for the Chiefs. He left the Saints organization with a proper farewell message on his personal Twitter account following the news. He was wishing his former teammates good luck this season and stating that the fans deserve to be winners. Bradley Roby, watch this guy for some time. He spent the last 2 years in New Orleans, where he had an interception, 10 passes defended, and two fumble recoveries and 11 starts with the Saints. Before that, this guy spent two seasons with the Texans, where he made 75 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 15 passes defended. But Bradley Roby was most known for his time with the Broncos. He was drafted 31st overall by the Broncos in the 2014 NFL Draft. He would then spend his first 5 professional seasons with the Broncos, and even helped the Broncos win the championship in 2015. During Super Bowl 50, Bradley Roby made 2 tackles and deflected 3 passes in the Broncos' victory over the Carolina Panthers. Bradley Roby looks like he's intending to return to the NFL for his 10th season in 2023. But for now, the veteran cornerback must find a new home within a week until the season starts. So I'm the Giants. I would not mind if they go and get this guy a call. I mean, you're bringing in a guy who's very experienced. He's a Super Bowl champion, and I don't see a big problem with that, especially when you have two possibly stars in Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins III. These two young guns can learn a thing or two from Bradley Roby, considering that he has experience. He's played with one of the best defenses in the history of the NFL, and he's a Super Bowl champion. Hey, I'll give him a call. So we'll see what happens. But that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. This was a very interesting list. But let me know how you guys feel about this one. Let me know if you guys feel like I should add any more players. And I'll get right back at you guys about that one. That's all I have for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys felt about this list. And yeah, like I said, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants, or if there's any more updates. I'll keep you guys updated about all those things. If there's any more things I can think of, I'll let you guys know about that as well. And if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section on my podcast on Spotify, and I will see those comments or questions, and I am free to answer all of those questions or comments. And it really doesn't matter if it's about sports. It could be about politics, whatever. It could be about the world. I don't know. I am free to talk about anything. But yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that one. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. But until then, I'm out. Peace.